Okay, you can go up. Can you hear me? Okay. You know, one thing about children, the presentation that they have done will always touch our heart. You know, and I just tell you, whether they act or they play the instrument or they sang, there is a powerful conviction in their heart, in simplicity. Very simple. Of who Jesus is, and they trust Jesus Christ. And what we are witnessing is our next generation. The next generation of salt and light. That's what Jesus calling them to be. And they will influence their world with this unchanging message of the love of God. Well, I want to thank Siu Wei and the teacher. I hope sometime parents, you will just tell them thank you for the energy, you know, that they have poured their hearts and their love to these precious children. I tell you, every teacher that is in Grace City Church deserves us to give them a thumb up. You know, because they pour their life and they show their commitment and dedication to God and to His house. Indeed, they are preparing the next generation with the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. That one day, parents cooperate with the teachers, one day, that your child will come to know Jesus Christ as their own Lord and Savior. So I encourage every parents here. Your parents, put up your hand. You got children here, put up your hand. I encourage every parents here to empower their children in their journey of faith. You do that by living your life as a follower of Jesus Christ. They need to see your life. We have your children only for 1 hour each Sunday. And sometimes you don't bring your children. You know, and we have them only for 1 hour each Sunday. But the best example that they can learn about the reality of Jesus Christ is where? It's at home. You are their living example. The church can only do as much as we can. But at home, I encourage every parent to live out your faith, your hope, and your love, that your children may see the person of Jesus Christ, not by just what you tell them, but the person of Jesus Christ in your very life. So that they can grab hold and say, this Jesus that my parents believe is real. And I also want it to be what? To be mine. This morning, we saw the presentation, the song that the children have sang. All this focused on one person, just one person, and he is Jesus. He is, such a fact, the reason, the only reason for this Christmas season. I don't know about you, but this is a busy season. Shopping started. Every day, you know, I get email, buy this for Christmas, buy that for Christmas. This is special, that is special, you know. And then this morning when I went to my letterbox, the whole letterbox is cluttered with things that you can buy for Christmas. But Christmas is more than shopping. Christmas season is about one person. That person is Jesus Christ, and only He alone is the reason for Christmas. Could you imagine that this Christmas season, Australia will spend $23.9 billion. Not million, billion dollars in this season. In fact, it said that it will be 38% more that they will spend this year than last year because you cannot travel and then because of all this restriction and lockdown. How much will you spend for Christmas this year? What you are spending, remember who? Remember Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. He is the meaning and the purpose of Christmas. He is from above. The Bible tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus brought a piece of heaven to where? To earth. And He was willing to come down and show us the love of God. And His love is so special. You know, one Bible verse that is so popular that we all can quote it with our eyes closed even when we are asleep. That is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That Jesus Christ, who is fully God, came to this earth from above, came to this earth to demonstrate His love in person, So this morning, as we unwrap and unpack the greatest gift to humanity, the greatest love story to humanity that has ever been seen or heard or known from this single verse, what can we learn about it? Firstly, for God so loved, God's love is intense. Intense love. God showed us how we should love. He is love Himself. And He showed us that His love towards us is more than a love for a husband for the wife. More than a love for a parents for his or her child. All human love that we can talk about and we see is just a speck of God's eternal, great, intense love for us. God loves us. Will He ever stop loving you? Sometimes we do doubt. God, do you ever love me some more? I just did the wrong thing. Do you still love me? Sometimes we do think, will God stop loving you? Will God ever forget about you? Some of us, our sight, our what? Our mind. He, God Himself, once asked Israel, will I ever forget you? And in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 to verse 16, this is what the Lord said. Can a mother forget the infant at her breast? Walk away from the baby she bore. But even if mothers forget, I will never forget what? Never forgets you. Never. Look, I have written your name in the back of my hand. This is what God says. My love is so intense that I can never forget you. And I have written your name at the back of my hand. This is the front of the hand. When you open up the front of the hand, what are you trying to do? You're trying to what? Receive. Receive. This is the back of your hand. And God said in His Word, I can never forget you because I have put your name at the back of my hand. So what is it to have your name at the back of the hand? Here you have to understand, God commands the priest, when you stand before my people and you bless them, you lift up your hand. You lift up your hand. And when you lift up your hand, what do you see? You see the back of your hand. So God is saying to you, I will never forget you, but I have you at the back of my hand, because my hand, as I have told the priest, when he lifts up the hand, is the hand to what? To bless. How can I ever forget you? Because my hand has your name written there, and I lift up my hand, and I'm set. I am set to what? To bless you. That God has set his heart, intensely set his heart, to bring blessing to your life. Say amen to that. You see, his intense love for us is revealed when he said this to you. You are the apple of my eye. How you like that? To be the apple of someone's eyes means this, that this person is watching over you closely, gracing upon you closely, and your very image is dancing in the eyes of the person. God is saying that, I will never forget you because my love for you is so intense. You are the apple of my eye, that every time when I look at you, I see you. How you like that? The intense love of God. You see the intense love of God when the Father expressed the love to who? To the Son. Jesus Christ experienced the intense love of the Father. So intense that on the day that Christ was born, the angels sang glory to the highest. So intense was the love of the Father for the Son that when he was baptized, he assured those that are around, this is my beloved Son whom I am well pleased. So intense was the love of the Father for the Son that in the mountain of transfiguration, in a bright cloud, he spoke with a clear voice, this is my Son whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. God showed us his intense love for his Son, that the love of God is not kept in heaven. The love of God penetrates into earth through the Son. That same love of God, the Bible tells us in Romans, is now shed upon where? In our heart. By who? By the Holy Spirit. I want you to know, God's intense love for you means he watches over you, he searches for you, and he pursues after you so that he can draw you into the power of his love. How does he do it? He does it by adopting you into his kingdom. Is it not great that the Bible said in John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as believe in him, he give them the power, the right, the privilege to become what? Not a stranger, not a servant, but to become children of God. The love of God is so intense that he looked for you, he adopted you into his kingdom so that you can receive all the inheritance and the blessing of a son and daughter. There is no second grade, no second class sons and daughter in the kingdom of God. Sometimes you may feel that God loves others more than you. It's your feeling. But God said in his word, he loves you and he always loves you. Is this not great? The intense love of God is what Jesus enjoyed and is what he wants you to experience. I want you to know, God wants to be part of your life as he is part of the life of his Son. As he tells the world, this is my beloved son whom I am well pleased. He wants you to know that he is proud of you as his child. Think about that. Because many times we think, maybe God don't love me as much as he loved Pastor Kara. You know, he loves some other people. But I want you to know, he's saying to you, my intense love pursue after you, and I'm saying to you, you are my son, you are my daughter, whom I am well pleased. That he give. God's love is giving. Love always requires you to give. When a person only wants to get, it's not love. Love requires you to give. And the Father gave his Son. And he pleases the Father to give his Son to the world, because he knows that the world will be saved through Jesus Christ. The Father giving love is supreme. Many of us know this person called Abraham Maslow. If you know him, he's a man who came up with that triangle of your different personal need. And he will say that as a young father, he will buy strawberry. And those times, strawberries are very expensive. He will buy it and he will give it to his children. And children being children, when they like something, they eat very fast. And then he will give his own to the children again. And a friend said, you must be very sacrificial. You know what he said? No. When I see my children eating those strawberries, and they are so happy, I'm willing to give them my strawberry because I get more joy in seeing them being what? Being happy. I'm sure some of us know when our parents are willing to give us the chicken meat and eat the chicken backside, not because they like the backside. How many of you realize that? You know, I mean, this is what love requires, giving. You know, and if this man could say that I give my strawberry to my children, and when I see them happy eating, I'm also happy. I want you to know that the Father is greater than that. The Father said this: if God did not hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he would not gladly and freely do for you? This is God's love in giving. He said that if I'm willing to give you my son, my only son, the treasure of my heart, if I can give you my son, is there anything that I cannot give you? Hello? We are talking about a God who said, my love is giving. And in giving, I have no restriction. I do not withhold. You and I may have that problem. But God said, I give you everything. And I express it when I give you his son. Brothers and sisters, we have a generous God. Generous, and he is also rich. And he is also giving. His love is giving. God's love is giving. And he wants you to experience his love as he gives you everything in your life. Everything you have in your life, even your this breath and your next breath is a gift of God. And Jesus sometimes said that, hey, if your child asks for a fish, will you give them a snake? If they ask for bread, would you give them a stone? What is the answer? The answer is no. You say, if an earthly father or an earthly parent can give the best, how much more is our Father above? That every good and every perfect gift comes from where? From the Father above. And He don't change His mind. What He give, He willingly give. This morning, what is your need? He said to you, I will meet your need according to my riches in glory. I will give to you. I already given you my son. Is there anything that I will withhold in giving to you? Then John 3:16 says, should not perish but have eternal life. God's love is eternal. Sometimes, something is there is wired in each one of us. And that is the concept of forever. You go to the shopping center, there's a shop that says forever new. You know what is that shop? Because they guarantee you that they promise you there will be non-stop new design, forever new. Somehow, in each one of us, we have the sense of what? The sense of eternity in our heart. God has placed eternity in our heart. And He said to us, my love for you is eternal. My love for you is not just when you're on earth. My love for you continues on from to eternity, that you are able to experience this incredible love that I have for you. It's like a little girl was walking with his father and he saw the star and he said to the dad, Dad, if I see the stars that is in the sky and how beautiful Earth is, I wonder how beautiful would it be at the other side, heaven. God said to you, my love for you is not just for this moment. My love for you is for eternity. For eternity. No matter, you know, how much you love someone or somebody, there will be a time when it comes to an end. They say nothing lasts forever. But the love of God is what? It's eternal. It lasts forever. The love of God is eternal, that when you are suffering, His love is still there. When you are in pain, when you are in need, when you are in doubt, when life is difficult, His love is eternal. And His love will see you through. His love is eternal. You see, when God's love is eternal, it means He loves me and He will keep what? Loving me. So what about my past? Well, no matter how bad a past you can have, it's time you cancel it and delete it. Get it out of your system. If you can't, go and see Pastor Kara. Get it out of your system, you know, because sometimes we allow the past to rob us from the future. Because I want you to know, when you delete all those things, then you can build on a new album of God's moment in your life. And it's going to be a beautiful moment because His love for you is eternal. How about the present? The present is that I have help and He is my God and He will navigate me through all seasons of life. Through thick and thin, His love is eternal. How about the future? The future tells me I have no fear because God is with me. And I know that His promise for me is still eternity. That He will never leave me or forsake me. This Christmas season, the fathers invite you to His family to be his child. And he said to you, when you celebrate Christmas, look at the sun. And the sun is the expression of my love for you. For as he loved his son, he also loved you. And he said to you, you are precious in his eye. You are the apple of his eye. This Christmas season, experience the intensive love of God. So intense towards you that he said to you, I want to give you everything. Everything that I have for you, I want to give it to you. Not just for this life, but for the next life to come. Eternity with me. So I pray, make this Christmas a time where you reconnect to the person of Jesus Christ, or who he says he is, and what he has done for your life. Why don't we pray this morning? I wonder, is there anyone here, you never asked Jesus to come into your heart? This morning, while every head is bowed, you can just lift up your hand, and I want to pray with you so that you can come to know Jesus Christ. Is there anyone here? The rest of us, I encourage you, this Christmas, focus on just one person, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the purpose and the reason and the meaning of Christmas. He said that I come not to steal, not to kill or destroy. I come that you may have life and life more abundant. I pray that this Christmas, as you focus on him, may you experience the intense love of God, the giving love of God, than the eternal love of God. And as he says in his word, a mother may forget her child, may walk away from her child, but God said, I will never forget you. I will never walk away from you. In fact, I have your name written at the back of my hand, bring blessing to your life. Jesus came to die on the cross so that the curse on humanity can be removed, and the blessing promised to Abraham can come into your life. Make this Christmas special for your heart as you embrace this season. May your heart be open to the only one person that matters in this Christmas season. That is Jesus Christ. Would you stand up with me as we sing this song?